Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't read through.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones to Jean Grey in the X-Men. Man, Sophie Turner has a better manager than the other Game of Thrones actors. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Now, Sophie Turner has been a part of one of the biggest series to have ever been made for the small screen. Anybody who was born in the year 2010 or before that will remember her as Sansa Stark. So it's quite difficult for someone like that to pick their next role, because you'll have to break so much out of a character you've played for years and years and years. She was in this movie called Another Me, where she played a schoolgirl in a play, and the movie's about how her life switches from the stage to reality. And she also had a role in this television movie called The 13th Tale. But Dark Phoenix sees her star as Jean Grey, whom the movie's mostly about. An origin story, if you like. And they have to make every X-Men story different. No, it's the 12th movie in the series. Each movie focuses just a little bit more on one character, but in my opinion, the one who holds them together is Professor X. He's the one who always has to convince the government, keep the mutants in check, and fight for the good side all the time. Tiring work, if you ask me, especially if you have to do all of that from a wheelchair. And he was one of the only people involved with the latest film to have anything nice said about him, because James McAvoy played it and everyone was dissing the script and the way it was made, but McAvoy's acting still had fans. Professor Charles Xavier, the character that he played, it's been played by a whole bunch of people. The recent movie saw James McAvoy play the younger version of him and Patrick Stewart play the older one, and it's what sort of keeps the movie going. He's the one that binds all the characters together, mentors the X-Men, and he's just one of the people on screen who's a great mentor. Some movies just have you wishing for people like that in real life. Someone you can go to with all your troubles and someone who'll have answers to your questions, because God knows we all have a lot of questions. It's 2019. Let's take a look at some of them. Professor Dumbledore. Oh my God, he's got all the qualities to be a wise old man. Long white beard, half moon spectacles, and this way of telling everyone that it'll be alright, no matter what it is, and no matter who it is, even if it's Snape. But I always thought the Dumbledore in the movies was not even a shadow of the one in the book. Or maybe that's just the nerd in me getting ready for a fight about which one's better, the book or the movie. Well, in a way, it's good. At least people who don't read still got a peek into the beautiful world that J.K. Rowling created. So Dumbledore somehow just finds the right things to say at the right time. He would have been a UN ambassador if he were a real person, because he finds solutions for almost everything, even before you realize there's a problem at hand. Honestly, I think if Dumbledore existed in real life, he'd find a way to end wars and bring petty ego fights to an end. Well, that's why we need fantasy. Man, Shah Rukh Khan still sends people's hearts into a flutter when he does that pose where he leans on one side and stretches his hands out. Never worked for me, but the only two movies where I thought Shah Rukh Khan acted really, really, really well and really effectively was in Swadesh and Chak De India. And even so many years after its release, Chak De India is a brilliant, brilliant movie. Shah Rukh Khan plays coach cum mentor to a bunch of girls who couldn't be more different from each other. I'm sure the movie just grazes the surface. We'll never know the challenges that come with training people for the country. But Shah Rukh Khan as coach Kabir Khan is just the best. From helping a married girl overcome problems at home and play for the country, to stopping girls fighting amongst each other, coach Kabir Khan seemed like he had too much on his hands. Way more problems than a hockey stick could solve. But more than anything, he was great at giving inspirational speeches. Remember, you can do anything in 70 minutes. Oh God, this movie has everyone tearing up, even to this day. Kids, because they could totally identify with this kid who didn't want to study, who didn't want to do his homework because he couldn't do it. It's tough to be a student. And parents, because honestly, it's a nightmare to deal with kids, no matter what kind of kids they are. But Tare Zameen Par also taught us the importance of having a good mentor, so that no matter who you are or what kind of trouble you're having, you try and work around it. Aamir Khan's character got me thinking a lot about some of the teachers we used to have when we were in school. They'd just punish some kids or send them to the last bench if they didn't do well. God knows how many dyslexic kids went undiagnosed and thought they weren't good enough. At least people are a little more aware now. It's still one of the most sensible movies that Aamir Khan's ever made, and definitely one of the best roles he's ever played. Gandalf and Dumbledore have a lot in common. A long beard, being old, people going to them for stories and for solutions, a pointed hat, and turning up whenever you needed help. He decided to spend time with elves when he was wandering Middle-earth, and he taught as much as he learned. Sort of what we need to learn from every mentor. They are who they are because they never stop learning. Frodo Baggins had a really long journey to Mordor, lots of responsibility on his young shoulders, but thank God for him, he had Gandalf to tell him stories from the Warp Tor. Gandalf is the kind of guy who went and had a lot of adventures, was super wild when he was young, and then when he grew up, he had a lot of advice to give and knew just how to help you. I guess that's how you become a mentor. Make all the mistakes first so you can stop other people from doing them. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Wait. Did your brain automatically start playing the Star Wars theme? Because my brain does that every time someone says those words. But this series had some of the wisest men around. First, it was Qui-Gon Jinn that we see, who found little Anakin Skywalker and decided he needed to be groomed. Then Obi-Wan Kenobi takes over and fights to keep the balance in the Force intact. And when these Jedi Masters had doubts, they went to Yoda. Now Yoda, he's so tiny but he does a lot. He's one of the wisest characters in the entire series and he trains Luke Skywalker. He's also a member of the Jedi Council. And although it's a council and there are lots of people present, he seems to be the one who gets to have the final say. So tiny to look at but makes the biggest difference. This Yoda. If you watched Empire Strikes Back, you'll remember this thing that Yoda mentioned, that he'd been training Jedi for 800 years. And if he'd been training Jedi for 800 years, he must have been a Jedi Master much before that. But can you imagine being around for more than 800 years and not being better at things than other people? I mean, not to belittle Yoda, but I'm sure most of us would learn a lot in that much time. Yoda could teach you a lot of things, how the Force is really important, how to channelize the Force, how to fight for the right side, how to make the right decisions, when to pick your mind over your heart. Yeah, he could teach everything. Everything except grammar. There was a point when everyone wanted to know what fascinating things came out of China and Japan, not just fortune cookies. And out of that land and out of that interest came Karate Kid. Well, Japan didn't make it, but the first movie had Mr. Miyagi, and he was supposed to be from Okinawa. He teaches a young kid karate and how to fend for himself, teaches him personal balance and really deep stuff like training the mind and the body. He's an amazing mentor because he teaches you how to face bullies. We all need someone like that at some point in our lives. Even when the reboot came out with Jaden Smith, the story actually shifted to China where Jackie Chan plays Mr. Han. He's a much, much more serious guy compared to Mr. Miyagi. And honestly, it was so weird for me to see Jackie Chan being serious on screen. But he teaches young Dre Parker how to fit in and still stand out. Imagine if everyone welcomed a mentor like that in their lives, there wouldn't be any racism. Because what you might really need in your life to make you feel better is a little bit of coffee and maybe a Costa Rican knows the perfect blend for you. That's what I like about the Karate Kid movies. Some subtle messaging through these genius mentors. Black. This was a very serious movie. Sanjay Leela Bhansali made it before he decided to go more periodic than the periodic table, decided to make all these movies about old folklore and historical figures. Rani Mukherjee did a stellar job in Black as a girl who was both visually and audibly challenged. And everyone still raves about her acting skills in this one. I totally agree, but what was also amazing was Amitabh Bachchan, who plays the role of Devraj Sahai. Now, this Mr. Sahai is a smart man, but he has a drinking problem. He still overcomes his own challenges so he can help little Michelle who can't see and can't hear. His role as a mentor set some really high benchmarks in Bollywood because here was someone who understood exactly what his protege needed and would find ways to provide her with whatever she needed by hook or by crook when she didn't even speak. This character thinks of himself as a magician, someone who can make you believe what you want to and then go and get it. Pity it was one of the last roles Amitabh Bachchan did that was really, really strong and vouch for itself. After a movie like Black, he went and did movies like Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna and Jhoom Barabar Jhoom. Seriously. But then again, we saw him in Pink. Black, then Pink. Colors work best for Amitabh Bachchan. Po's biggest doubt in Kung Fu Panda was if Oogway was just a crazy old turtle after all. Well, his biggest question after his doubts about his parents got cleared. Oogway is this wise old turtle who seems to be floating around in his own world with his own theories of how the world works. And he was known as the greatest kung fu master in all of China, but he was still super humble and all. Good luck finding someone like that in 2019. So Po becomes Kung Fu Panda thanks to Master Shifu, who is this red panda and a lot smaller than Po, but much, much nastier when he wants to be. He's the polar opposite of his protege Po. Where Po is a glutton, Master Shifu is controlled. Where Po is impulsive, Master Shifu is careful and calculative. Where Po has no confidence in himself, Master Shifu believes in him and reminds him of his abilities every time Po needs reminding. We all go through those phases sometimes, right? Where we forget just what we're capable of. If you don't have a Master Shifu, that's okay. Find a friend who needs one and be one for them. These are some of the characters from some of our favorite movies. Well, some really popular movies, even if not our favorite ones. And the world as we see it today would be a lot better if people like Donald Trump had good mentors who'd know exactly how to burst their bubble and give them a dose of reality. Well, one can wish. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.